You good?
Right.
Coach, if you just open up with a statement about the strong finish to the season and the 9-win turnaround that your team saw this year from last season.
Well, we definitely would like to have a stronger finish, but you know, I thought the kids did a good job. But you know, the key was, like we talked about, I think you guys were in here before, I talked about being persistent, staying the course, trying to play our best basketball down the stretch, and coming every day willing to be pushed and challenged individually and also as a team. I thought the guys bought into that and staying together as a team. And I thought we definitely the last month of the season and play some of our best basketball. So definitely proud of that. The effort that they gave, still got a ways to go in regards to some of our younger guys learning how to play the game and play it for 40 minutes. But again, I think everybody's moving in the right direction. Everybody's excited about the opportunity. You know, we got most of the guys coming back. We definitely will miss James Lowe and Adrian Rogers, who have provided some great leadership on the court and off the court. But again, I like the nucleus of what we have coming back. And I think those guys are all excited and see that if we play together, we're focused, we play our game plan, that we have a chance to be very, very good. I thought at the end of the year, we're a very, very good defensive team when we followed the game plan. Offensively, we had great ball movement along with player movement. I thought we did some great things offensively. So you know, that's the direction we want to move. But again, very proud of how we finished, excited about the future. And then the other area I'm very, very pleased with, you know, we just got our reports back from last semester grades, and you know, the team GPA was a 3.25, which is big to me. You know, I'm all about trying to get the double win, try to win in the classroom and on the court. And I firmly believe the passion and love these kids have for basketball, if they have that same passion and love and they'll compete in the classroom, it's easy to get them competing buy in on the court. So that was huge for us, and that's the direction I wanna go. So you know, I'm proud of that too, and proud of these young men for doing and staying the course academically.
How important will this offseason be for you guys to keep it going, keep the consistency, the continuity, kind of bring everything together?
No, you know, we met with the kids after the game, and I met with them when we got back from the WAC tournament at the office. And the big thing was let's make sure that we move forward, that arrow's pointing up, because this is a big spring and a big summer. We're just in the ground base. We're trying to lay the foundation of what we want to be to establish a solid program. And, you know, we've got to have kids that buy in to stay the course academically, that are working hard and competing, trying to get those grades. And like I said, some of those kids got very, very good grades. We don't want them settled. We want them to even push themselves even more so in the classroom and up the ante on ourselves in regards to our academics. Strength and conditioning will be very, very big, huge for us. You know, some of these guys got to change their bodies, got to tighten things up and toughen themselves up, especially in the league we play in the WAC. You got to be the best conditioned. You know, you've got to be the toughest team, and each individual goal. And I'll meet with the players this week and next week and have an individual meeting with one. And each one of those ones, I want their goal to be, they want to be the best conditioned player on our team, the toughest, and those types of things, because that's huge. And then we want to be the best conditioned team next year coming into the league. We want to make sure that that's a focus throughout the summer, strength and conditioning, because you play the level of your conditioning in the game of basketball. As soon as you get down that block, if you're a post player, you know who paid the price in the weight room. You know the guards we have in our league. I mean, that the kid from Nevada, Armand Johnson, that kid's got a tremendous body. You know, we got to be able to have point guards and not get knocked off things, get bumped off picks on ball. So the weight room will be crucial to us. And then again, skill development, trying to take these kids and even move their skills, because it's a game of skill. Skill's the divider. At the end of the day, and the better ball handling, better decision making, the tighter you are with your game and with your fundamentals, you know, better chance we have as a team at the end of the day. So again, all those things, we'll have a structured plan and a program in place after I meet with these young men for each kid academically in regards to their strength and conditioning and in regards to their skill development.
You have had a lot of attrition from the program the last few years. How do you feel about the character of the team and the guys you have coming back and their ability to stay focused and do what you expect from them?
Well, I think, you know, that's one thing I think I'm most pleased about is I think we've got a group of guys that, you know, all their arrows are pointing in the right direction and they're Yeah, they're striving to do what I'm asking them to do on the court, off the court, in the classroom, in the community. You know, we got some great emails and people from fans at places we play to people that that have expressed, you know, we're starting to be a class program that represents ourselves well on and off the court. And those things are all important to me. I want a good, solid program that we all be proud of at the end of the day. And so, you know, I like this group of guys. Like I said, the big thing about it is sometimes we get there all kids at the end of the day. And that's why you got to have plans in place, and you got to have stop plans when situations arise. But again, you know, I look at it as I'm the individual captain of each kid's ship. That ship is going to, through human nature and through, of course, them being young, that ship's going to get off course. And that's my job and the staff's job to keep putting that ship back on course so that we keep moving, making ground and move the program, move each kid individually and the program collectively in the right direction. I like the direction we're going. And again, now coming into the off season, give me a chance to sit back and really look with an eye to the future and look through and walk through every aspect of the program and try to see if we can tighten our program up and even get better in regards to how we do everything as a staff and as a program to help these kids, you know, do better in every aspect.
What questions for Coach? At what player or players made the biggest improvement, say, from last year, you think, Gary?
Well, guys like Olu Ashley make tremendous ground. Brandon Gibson's a young man that, you know, really came a long ways. Phil Magnum, his ability to understand really how to play within the team and the team concept, you know, made tremendous strides. No, but all of them. I think it was any time when you come into a structured program where, you know, every day we have and every game, you know, we have a game plan and ways that we're going to defend. And it takes all five guys on the same page when you're playing team defense. And if one guy's not on that page, the first half in the Nevada game, I mean, we play great defense, but again, you know, we don't give them anything. Except we had one, two, or three guys that made mental breakdowns, didn't go over the top of the pick. One guy didn't try to beat under on the flex back pick and got rubbed up over the top because we were bumping high and we were beating low was the keys to that thing. When we did that, they didn't get anything off the flex action. Pick on ball, when we really showed aggressively out and really pushed into and got over the picks like we work on every day, we were very, very solid. So we got a ways to go, but again, the kids are starting to see that when we follow a game plan, everybody's on the same page, we're all helping, all moving together and reacting, we have a chance to be very good. Same thing offensively. You know, when we move the basketball, we got great ball movement, player movement, when we can read screens. I thought the first half we did a great job. We knew Nevada was going to come out and be very, very aggressive and blitz or hard show on the screens. And you've got to be able to read those and be able to slip those things. I thought we did a good job. Then they went into where they started to jam those things. And now you can't roll, and you got to run out on those. And this is those things where guys, we have slippies where now all of a sudden they're trying to roll, and they get jammed up. And so, you know, it's just constantly, you know, you're trying to educate them and moving forward in regards to how to play. The more they understand how to play and how to read and react to what the defense gives them on the offensive end, and defensively they understand how to play each scheme and each action and how to give help to those things, you know, we can move forward. But I think a base and a foundation has been laid, and that was the key, was trying to lay a foundation and base these first 2 years that we can move the program. And so that's why it's so important now. We don't want to take any steps backwards. We want to keep moving forward. But again, I've got a staff in place, and I think I got a group of guys that want to be coached, want to be challenged, want to be pushed, want to be educated. And that's big to me. And I think you have a chance at the end of the day, and that's I think we got a really good chance. So I'm excited about the future.
Coach, how much of the tournament will you watch, and what will you be looking for, and get you glued to the television?
Well, you know, there's certain teams that I watch and how they play, and you know, that's probably more so what I watch is watch maybe defensively some things that teams do, offensively some schemes that they do. And we already, you know, we tape almost, you know, every college game that's on. We'll tape NBA games. And so, you know, we're looking at, and the other thing we'll do this summer is we'll have certain players, and NBA players that that, you know, we'll give our kids play clips on it at player and say, look, see if we can try to build some of these skills that these guys have into your game. And that's what the offseason is all about. The offseason is all about taking yourself, having a structured plan, program in place, and try to move yourself and build your game. In the NBA, they call it tighten your game, economy of motion, and a lot of these kids have a good game. They just need to tighten up everything and again, you know, see if we can get better in regards to the fundamental things of the game. Because at the end of the day, when you struggle, it's usually a fundamental breakdown. So it's just, that's what my wife tells me every day. If I don't communicate with her, it's a fundamental breakdown. So, but I'm excited about everything.
Any more questions? Coach, thank you very much.
I appreciate all you guys. Thank you for these things. This is wonderful to be able to come over here and just share with you. So appreciate you.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you. Hey, y'all want me to try to get Derek for y'all? We've had one practice. We got the second one today. Anybody want to talk to him? I know Robert wants to talk to him. Anybody else?
No, it's fine. Yeah. Bring him in.
Yeah. I mean, it's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Don't waste an opportunity.